Ekatra Podcast Conversations, for the curious essential knowledge, simplified. Your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Ekatra AI. Welcome to the deep dive. You know, if you're feeling that constant pressure of modern life, I mean, the crises, the information just flooding in, maybe career stuff, you might be looking for, well, a better way to handle it all. Today, we are diving deep into a book that kind of promises that. Ryan Holiday's The Obstacle is the Way. It's really a modern take on Stoicism.
Oh, it's a fantastic read. And the core idea, it really flips how most of us think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's basically saying obstacles, the things you think are stopping you, they're actually the way you succeed.
Yeah.
And look, this isn't that sort of, you know, toxic positivity thing. It's a tough practical philosophy. It comes straight from ancient Stoicism, but it's really geared for, well, thriving when things feel impossible.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's hitting home for so many people right now.
Yeah.
We naturally look for the easy path, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this book says maybe that path with all the resistance, that's the one that actually builds real strength.
Mm-hmm.
It changes how you look at difficulty. You move from feeling, I don't know, overwhelmed to feeling kind of armed, ready. Okay, so let's get into it.
Well, first, it probably helps to understand the author a bit. Ryan Holiday, he's not your typical philosopher in an ivory tower. He's this really interesting mix of like high-stakes business guy and serious student of the classics.
Yeah, that background really makes his view unique, I think. He dropped out of college at 19, which is pretty bold.
Right.
To apprentice with Robert Greene, you know, the guy who wrote about power and strategy. But then he didn't just study this stuff. He took it right into the fire. Director of marketing for American Apparel. During all that chaos and scandal.
Exactly. He wasn't just thinking about resilience from a distance. He was actually using Stoic ideas in real-time crisis management. That gives him, well, a ton of credibility. He really connects that ancient philosophy to, you know, what we deal with now. And this book, The Obstacle is the Way, it's sort of the first big one in his Stoic trilogy. There's also Ego is the Enemy and Stillness is the Key.
So the book itself, it's not just history. It's really meant to be a practical guide, a manual.
Definitely.
The goal is to give you a method, something repeatable, for turning those inevitable roadblocks, whether it's a business failing or just, you know, personal stuff, into actual chances to grow.
And the whole thing, the entire framework, it hangs on this one quote from Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way.
Wow.
Holiday takes that single idea and builds the whole book around these three core Stoic disciplines, perception, action, and will.
Okay, perception, action, will.
Yeah.
Why those three? Is that like the missing piece in a lot of modern advice?
I think so, yeah. They provide a sequence, you know. Psychologically and practically, most of us, we hit an obstacle and we either panic or just wish it away. Holiday says, no, no. To actually use the obstacle, you first have to get your head straight. That's perception.
Okay.
Then you have to execute, do the work. That's action. Mm. And finally, you need that inner strength to handle whatever happens, especially the stuff you can't change. And that's will. It's about mastering yourself first.
Got it. Mm. Let's start with that internal world then. Part one, the discipline of perception. This is about mastering how we see things, right?
Yeah.
Because we tend to blow obstacles up with fear and emotion.
Exactly. We make them seem bigger, scarier than they are. And the key insight here is something the Stoics called the dichotomy of control. It's simple, but powerful.
Okay.
You basically have total control over one thing, your judgment, your response, your attitude. That's it. Everything else. The economy, what other people do, plain bad luck. Zero control. So perception means stop wasting energy fighting what you can't change.
Right.
The aim is objectivity, like strip away the emotion, the fear, see the situation for what it is, like a scientist looking at data.
Okay, that sounds good. Just be objective. But how do you actually stop that gut punch, that emotional spiral when bad news hits? What's the mechanism?
Well, the mechanism is to refocus immediately. Think about John D. Rockefeller during the Panic of 1857. Huge financial crisis. People were panicking, selling everything cheap.
Right.
But Rockefeller, he kept what they called his steady nerves. His perception was objective. He didn't see the chaos as a personal threat. He saw it as, well, a temporary market dip, a massive opportunity to buy assets when they were undervalued. His whole empire was basically built on that clear seeing under pressure.
So it's not just about staying calm. It's actively altering perspective. Like, getting fired isn't just bad. Maybe it's the push you needed to start something new.
Precisely. It's reframing. There's another example. General Rommel in the desert campaign, cut off, surrounded. Most would see a trap.
Yeah, sounds bad.
He saw a chance to attack from an unexpected angle. That mental flip turns fear into a tactical edge.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that leads right into the next step, doesn't it? Once
yeah.
you've kind of straightened your head out with perception,
mm-hmm.
you actually have to do something. Part two, the discipline of action. Thinking isn't enough. Action connects, seeing the opportunity to actually grabbing it.
Yeah, and the big problem when you face a huge obstacle is often just freezing up, paralysis. Holiday's answer is pure pragmatism. Get moving.
Just start.
Just start. Break that massive, overwhelming thing down into tiny, manageable steps. Get some momentum going right away.
I bet he thought about his time at American Apparel here, when a brand's imploding publicly. Must feel impossible. You can't fix it all at once.
Exactly. And that's the lesson behind this idea of follow the process. Don't fixate on the giant scary outcome like, you know, saving the company overnight. Focus intensely on the very next step you can take.
Like that football coach, Nick Saban. His whole thing is the process.
That's a perfect example. Just execute this play right now, perfectly. Trust that if you keep doing the small things right, the big results will take care of themselves.
But that takes incredible persistence too, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes that persistence looks a lot like failure.
Oh, absolutely. Because you're using those setbacks as information. Think about Thomas Edison and the light bulb. Thousands of tries that didn't work
yeah.
were those failures. Not to him. They were just data. He was iterating, learning, adjusting until the obstacle finding the right filament became the way to the solution. It's just relentless effort combined with learning as you go.
The focus on what you can do step by step, that feels really empowering. What about the things you genuinely can't fix?
Yeah.
The really hard stuff, the permanent losses, the crushing failures. That brings us to part three, the discipline of will.
This is the deep end. This is about mastering yourself when the outside world is truly insurmountable. It's about building what Holiday calls your inner citadel.
Inner citadel.
Yeah, like an unshakable mental fortress inside you, something that external events just can't touch. He talks a lot about Marcus Aurelius, again, leading an empire through plague and war, but keeping his principles, his inner peace.
And preparing for those storms is vital, right? He talks about anticipate, that old Stoic idea, premeditatio malorum.
Exactly. Mentally rehearsing the worst-case scenario. It's not about being negative or dwelling on the bad. It's about stripping the shock value away if the worst does happen. You rob it of its power to paralyze you because you've already faced it in your mind.
That takes immense strength.
It does. And maybe the best example of that kind of will is Abraham Lincoln. Think about it. Personal failures, depression, the unbelievable pressure of the Civil War.
Unimaginable.
His ability to keep going was tied to this deep sense of purpose. It allowed him to endure incredible suffering. And ultimately, this whole discipline leads to the art of acquiescence, accepting what you truly cannot change, while still putting your will behind what you can.
Okay, so let's pull it all together. Perception, action, will.
If someone's facing a really big challenge right now, what are the absolute core takeaways from this whole framework?
Well, I think the biggest shift, the most fundamental one, is truly grasping the dichotomy of control.
Mm.
Seriously internalizing it. So liberating because it tells you, focus your precious energy only on what's yours, your response, your judgment, your effort, everything else. It's just noise you have to learn to filter out.
Yeah, that alone feels like it could reduce a lot of stress. And related to that is the process over outcome idea. So much anxiety comes from worrying about results we can't fully control.
Right.
But if you just pour everything into doing the immediate steps well, like Saban's process,
mm-hmm.
the anxiety goes down and you build real resilience. Growth isn't just getting the prize, it's who you become getting there. Well said. And we have to remember that obstacles are teachers. Challenges aren't punishments, they're feedback. They force us to get creative, to dig deep, to find wisdom we didn't know we had. It reframes suffering from just pain into, well, education. Meaningful education. Maybe if it didn't hurt, we wouldn't bother learning, you know?
That makes sense. It really shifts the goalposts. True success isn't just like money or status. It's building that inner strength as true success, that inner citadel. That's the only thing that can truly stand up to any storm, no matter what happens externally.
Exactly. It gives you this durable internal authority that no external measure like your job title or bank account can ever provide.
The book is also full of these incredibly memorable lines, isn't it?
Yes.
Short, punchy ways of capturing these big ideas. Let's hear a couple that really stand out.
Okay. Well, the first has to be the main theme, right? The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. The problem itself forces the solution. It creates the path forward. It's so powerful. And then there's the reminder of where our real strength lies. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. It all comes back to that internal choice.
Mm-hmm. And maybe the toughest one, the most advanced concept, the art of acquiescence and amor fati, the love of fate. This isn't just passively accepting things. It's actively embracing everything that happens, good and bad, as necessary, as part of your unique story. It allows you to turn even suffering into something meaningful.
Wow. Amor fati. That's a really big ask. How do we take all this theory, these big ideas, and actually make them work day to day? How do we apply it?
Okay, let's try some quick examples. Say a personal setback, like losing your job, instead of just panic.
Right.
My perception. Reframe it immediately. Okay, this isn't just bad. This is the push I needed. This is my chance to finally pursue that other thing, start that business. The negative thing becomes fuel.
Okay, practical. What about at work? Maybe dealing with a really difficult colleague, someone truly disruptive. Dichotomy of control, straight away. You can't control their behavior, right? Stop trying. Focus 100% on your action. Be impeccable in your own communication. Nail your own tasks. Focus on your excellence. Build your own reputation regardless of the drama around you.
Makes sense. Control what you can control.
Yeah.
And for leaders or entrepreneurs facing failure, a project tanks.
See it as market research, as education, not just defeat. Apply action and iteration. Failure is feedback. What did we learn? How do we pivot? How do we build something stronger next time? Think like Edison used the failure to find the way forward.
You know, the biggest thing I'm taking away from this deep dive is just how radical that perspective shift is. It's not that the universe is against you. It's that the obstacle itself might be handing you the exact lesson or tool or detour you actually needed to grow. We have way more power inside than we usually think.
That's it, exactly. And that's the enduring value here. Obstacles aren't bumps in the road on the way to a successful life. They are the road itself. They're the raw material that forges a successful life. Developing that blend of clear perception, disciplined action, and a resilient will, that's the real key to strength that lasts no matter what comes your way.
It really is a powerful and, crucially, a very practical roadmap for thriving, especially when things get tough. See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Accatra Foundation.